Hi, welcome back. Today is all about relaxation and switching mental gears. It's about moving from the fear-driven state of desperation that can be associated with being self-conscious to the more relaxing levels found in the unconscious. In life, many people tend to be too anxious and uptight and worried in order to succeed. Renowned American psychologist William James, who wrote The Gospel of Relaxation, said back in 1899 that modern man was too tense, too concerned for results, and too fearful. And there was a better, easier way. He said that after you decide on an outcome, you had to dismiss absolutely all worry about the outcome. That you had to let the mind free itself by becoming more present, and by learning how to let go and relax. There is over 70 years of solid research behind brainwave entrainment. But despite the combination of solid scientific, empirical, and a huge amount of anecdotal evidence, the world is still skeptical of entrainment and brain training. But the word is spreading. Every day, more psychologists, success coaches, and professionals are discovering entrainment and finding it remarkably useful. Now, you can call it relaxation or meditation, like I might say meditation when I talk to my yoga friends. I might call it self-hypnosis when I talk to my NLP colleagues. And in general, I like to call it relaxation. And I consider deep relaxation a vital part of my day. Every day, even just for 10 minutes, just getting silent, gaining perspective, and getting that internal check on reality, it really allows my day to go so much better. It also enhances my theater of the mind experience and any concentration exercise I do. But it allows me to go deeper and generally in my life get far superior results. Now, science tells us that there are four different levels of energy, four different levels of vibrations or frequencies that the mind can be in at any given time. These are beta, alpha, theta, or delta. The most rapid is called a beta brainwave pattern, which is the pattern of normal waking consciousness. Beta is associated with worry, anxiety, disharmony, and unease, even feelings of separation. I think you can see why maybe the ability to slow yourself down from those levels might be beneficial. People in this state can be trapped analyzing instead of being open. But as you become more relaxed, your brainwave activity slows into what's called an alpha brainwave pattern. Alpha brainwave patterns vary from deep alpha, which is a state of deep relaxation, often referred to as the twilight state between sleep and waking, to the higher end of alpha, which is more focused, yet still it's a very relaxed state. So the alpha state is associated with relaxation, with super learning, with focus, light trance, and increased serotonin production. For example, when you're absorbed in a good book or watching an exciting movie, you're probably in that alpha state. For our purposes, getting into the alpha state is the beginning stages of accessing the unconscious. So when people relax, they access the unconscious part of the mind, the brain waves relax and lower, and they move then from that beta conscious state into alpha, then to theta. And theta is associated with a number of other beneficial states, including increased insights, creativity, the photographic mind, and increased memory abilities. Now, this is the state we're most interested in. This is where you get those aha experiences, where you suddenly get it, where you have an insight, or a great idea suddenly comes to you. These moments are accompanied by bursts of theta waves in your brain. And here, critical and often self-sabotaging filters of the left brain are bypassed in this theta state. And in terms of making positive changes in your beliefs and habits, this is where reprogramming takes place the fastest. You literally bypass the conscious mind and access the unconscious. So you can probably see why putting yourself in this state might be to your benefit. The fourth brainwave state is called delta. Delta is that state you move into in dreamless sleep. But there is evidence that it's possible to remain alert in this state, for example, in very, very deep levels of hypnosis. and that it's possible to experience and learn things like you can't believe. This is also the state associated with human growth hormone release. Did you know that people who meditate or deeply relax every day are many times happier than those who don't? They're also healthier and live longer. And their sense of well-being is much higher than people who don't meditate. Getting into this state makes your mind function more effectively. Just a few minutes of deep relaxation can be the equivalent to a few hours of sleep. It all depends on how deeply you can let go and relax. But such a mind is also sharper, and the problem-solving abilities are better. In this state, we make large quantities of pleasure-causing neurochemicals called endorphins, the ones you feel on those days when you really feel good. And overall, you'll have less anxiety, anger, depression, and fear. And people who meditate have better relationships and feel more fulfilled in their lives. Now, as you now know, a lot of the internal programming can take place as a child. Let's have a closer look as to why this may be taking place at that very deep level. When a child is born, they are in deep delta, asleep with their eyes open. After a few weeks, they move into theta, and then after a few months, they move into alpha. Remember that light meditative state? And they live in this state until the age of 7. So again, a lot of programming is taking place and being embedded at the very deep levels there and then. And as a child becomes affected by the environment, they move into beta. Remember that high beta state? It's associated with anxiety, depression even. This state can send a very disintegrated signal to your nervous system, your immune system, your cardiovascular system. In fact, all the systems can become compromised. And this especially takes place when you're really stuck in a lot of negativity and problems, because you release more of those negative chemicals that reinforce all of those negative circuits. Modern brain research indicates that long-term meditation does in fact balance the brain, creating a synchrony between the two hemispheres. A series of experiments performed on meditators during the 1970s discovered that electrical brainwave patterns changed in periods of deep meditation to a single coherent pattern, indicating that both sides of the brain, ordinarily out of phase, were working together in a balanced manner. Advanced meditators seemed to be able to develop the ability to use their whole brain and to live in a more balanced state characterized by brain synchronization and whole brain functioning. They also found that stimulation and creation of new neural pathways between the right and left hemispheres of the brain took place. So, with this whole brain thinking, you're using both sides of the brain to think instead of using one side at a time, as we usually do. It's like thinking in stereo. It gives you a kind of a meta-awareness, a new perspective, a view, if you like, from a higher spot on the mountain. Whole brain functioning has been associated with the geniuses of our world, the Einsteins and Mozarts, people of vision. And amazing as it may seem, we really do now have the method for tapping into this whole brain, super-functioning, high-performance, creative, thinking mind. But now anyone can learn to access that state. Remember I mentioned that rapt and sustained attention produces genius level in anyone? That was according to William James. So this is the same state that many people call being in the zone or being in the flow. The ability to move among these four states, beta, alpha, theta, and delta, is so important because if we can remain conscious and slow the brain's rate so that we are producing theta waves, we can then be conscious in the unconscious realm. When we deeply relax, very coherent waves in unison are produced. So the brain moves into coherence and a signal of order travels throughout the nervous system. This is where dis-ease can clear up, literally where parts of the brain shake hands with one another and the brain begins to operate as a whole unit. Between the stressed out world of the beta state and the peaceful depths of alpha and then theta, there is, however, much territory to be covered and much healing to be done. As one moves into the alpha and theta states, the unconscious part of the mind is accessed and becomes available. This is where the belief systems that structure our experience of ourselves and our world are stored. Because most of our associative memories, our habits, our behaviors, our attitudes, beliefs, and conditionings are there in the deeper unconscious, as we move into deeper levels of brainwave activity, we are moving closer to the root of where these elements are held in place. Once here, we can gain dominion over unconscious mechanisms. We can change unwanted patterns because we are now in the realm where they are housed. The new image we hold in our mind at that stage replaces our old image and repatterns it in our mind as a new positive program. So are you ready to experience this very deep level of relaxation? The following meditation is a phased, synchronized alpha state, and with practice you can move down into theta. Go ahead and go to the next track and let's begin.